welcome you to this special day and celebration of Palm Sunday. And we're going to get things going with our first hymn here. And just as a note, the children are involved in processing in during this hymn. And they will process right out the door at the end of the hymn. So if you got any kiddos in here that need to go to children's church, just send them right on along at that time. Well, let's stand and worship together as we sing.
So you will be blessed as we spend these moments together in worship. If you grabbed a bulletin on your way in, pick that up. I just want to say two things. A lot of things happening this week in the life of our church, in our community as we celebrate Holy Week. And two things especially happening here on Good Friday. Just take a look at that. A fundraising dinner for a mission trip Friday at 5, followed by a family movie, The Case for Christ, that'll also be here. So we invite you to be part of those if you have Friday evening free. And, I'm glad you're here. Let's pray together, and we're going to worship together. God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the privilege of being here to worship you and honor you, sing Hosanna, and praise your name as our King of Kings and Lord of Lords on this Palm Sunday. Bless these moments, bless this worship, in Jesus' name, amen.
Who is this king? Royal servant, rejected friend, risen king. I suppose you could use all three to describe Jesus. But the most important role would be risen King, Savior to the world. The Apostle John reminds us at the very beginning of his gospel who Jesus was and is today. Hear God's word from the Apostle Paul in John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. John answers the question, who is this man they call Jesus? He was called the Word. The term the Word was used by theologians, philosophers, both Jews and Greeks. In Hebrew scripture, the Word was an agent of creation, the source of God's message to his people through the prophets of the Old Testament. Later in John, at John 3:16, the apostle reveals the answer to why. Why would God offer up himself as a sacrificial lamb? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. To those with seeking hearts, humble spirits, and eyes of faith, it became readily apparent that Jesus was indeed the fulfillment of God's promise of salvation, foretold through the prophets sent by God. In the humanity of Jesus, God has stepped beyond his creation to the salvation of the world. From the majesty and holiness of his creation to the marvelous grace given freely to all who accept the ransom offered. Revelation 15, and they were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. Jesus had spent 3 years with his disciples. Some still had doubts about his purpose. Was he the conqueror they had hoped for that would free them from this oppression? Some came just because he called them to follow him. Some came for the healing, while others came just to see the miracles, but did not recognize him as the Son of God. Some were like the rich young ruler and walked away sad. Luke 9. One day Jesus left the crowds to pray alone. Only his disciples were with him, and he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" "Well," they replied, "some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say you are the one the ancient prophets risen from the dead." Then he asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Peter replied, "You are the Messiah sent from God." Jesus came into the city of Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. The throngs of people were singing Hosanna as Jesus passed through the crowded streets. They were singing and shouting, Hosanna, Son of David, as he passed. The gates of the ancient city had been flung open to receive the one who comes in the name of the Lord. The streets were lined with waving of palm branches, signifying victory and triumph of a king, though it was not to be the victory they had expected. Who is this King of Glory? Jesus Christ, Savior to the world. Psalm 24, open up ancient gate, O open up ancient doors, and let the King of Glory enter. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord invincible in battle. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of heaven's armies. He is the King of Glory. From the lineage of Abraham and King David comes the King of Glory, the one who would leave his place of honor in the heavenly realms to the bondage of the earthly. No longer a distant God in heaven, from his throne above to the role of a lowly servant, washing the feet of his disciples. But still, completely divine and completely human, a man like no other, serving both the divine kingdom and the beloved children of God as a common servant. What kind of king is this, kneeling as a humble servant, talking about his impending death and claiming to be the Redeemer of the world? John 18, Jesus answered, My kingdom is not an earthly kingdom. If it were, my followers would fight to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish leaders. But my kingdom is not of this world. Pilate said, "So, you are a king?" Jesus responded, "You say I'm a king. Actually, I was born and came into the world to testify to the truth. And all who love the truth recognize that what I say is true." Jesus called his disciples together one last time for prayer, to a place Jesus often retreated to for rest and prayer. Tonight would be different than anything they had experienced in the past. Even though the disciples were unable to remain awake and pray, Jesus was strengthened by an angel from heaven, the weight of sin of the world brought on by the fall of Adam caused great anguish in the heart of Jesus. Though he cried out in his prayer for the redemption of the world, he knew what was to come and what was now near. It was not his tears that were required. It was the chosen sacrificial lamb that would save the world. Luke 22. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in great agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
Thank you, choir. Thank you, orchestra. Let's continue our worship as we receive our gifts and tithes and offerings this morning. If our ushers would come, I'll pray. God, thank you so much again just for a beautiful expression of your goodness and your grace through music and song. God, I pray your blessing now as we come to this moment to receive our gifts and tithes and offerings. We're so grateful that we can be a part of kingdom work. And that's what we want to do, God. We want to be part of what you're doing in the world in which we live. So bless these gifts, these tithes, these offerings for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are you the one? A question that had followed Jesus for his entire ministry. Even John the Baptist had sent two of his disciples to ask Jesus that very question. Are you the Messiah that we've been waiting for? Or should we keep looking for someone else? When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, Satan asked Jesus' claim to be the Son of God. Now here, at the end of Jesus' ministry, during his interrogation for his trial, the question was raised once again by the council of religious leaders. Are you the Messiah? Even the disciples raised the question. John 14. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus replied, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me and does his work through me. Just believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. So much had changed in the short span of a week, from the triumphant entry into Jerusalem to the singing of Hosanna, the Son of David, to an angry crowd that demanded, "Crucify him!" What had changed so quickly? Maybe because they had grown disillusioned with Jesus when they discovered he was not going to set up the kingdom immediately. Or perhaps they disliked Jesus' insistence that they repent. In the end, it wasn't the crowd's cries of "crucify him" that put Jesus on the cross. Our sin did that. From the very beginning, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Matthew 27. Meanwhile, the leading priest and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas to be released and for Jesus to be put to death. So the governor asked again, "Which of these two do you want me to release to you?" The crowd shouted back, "Barabbas!" Pilate responded, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" They shouted back, "Crucify him!" "Why?" Pilate demanded. "What crime has he committed?" But the mob roared even louder, "Crucify him!"
Thank you.
In the end, the wishes of the angry mob prevailed. Jesus was handed over to the Roman soldiers to be executed. Forced to carry his own cross, Jesus walked before persons on both sides of faith, those claiming him to be their Lord, Messiah, and King, and those convinced he was a blasphemous fraud. Jesus was led to the place of the skull, where he was nailed to the cross to die a common criminal's death. In one final act of mockery, Pilate had instructed that a sign be mounted on the cross: Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. In a loud voice, Jesus cried out, "It is finished!" And then he died. God's plan from the beginning was for Jesus Christ to lay down his divine crown aside and pick up the towel of a servant. In the tragic crucifixion of a Savior that did not deserve it, for a people who did not understand it, came the revelation of a plan for our salvation. From the shadow of the cross came a risen king that 3 days later had conquered the reality of certain death. By his death and resurrection, we find a grace that is beyond anything we deserve, but a grace that is freely given by a risen king who has once again claimed his rightful crown of glory. Mark 16. Saturday evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome went out and purchased burial spices so they could anoint Jesus' body. Very early on Saturday morning, just at sunrise, they went to the tomb. On the way, they were asking each other, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" But as they arrived, they looked up and saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled aside. When they entered the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in white robes sitting on the right side. The women were shocked, but the angel said, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead."
Christ is risen, Christ is risen, oh, praise.
I love to use this great theological term. Wow. That was awesome. Let's give it to him again. Come on, that was awesome. Wow. Indeed, what a blessing today to be here to celebrate, to be here to sing Hosanna, to praise God for Palm Sunday, but to hear the end of the story. And listen, next Sunday we're going to talk about the greatest story ever told. I hope you'll come. I hope you'll bring somebody with you. You get to hear them again, right? I guess the orchestra won't be here, but by the way, you all were awesome. I mean, wow. Thank you so much. Come live out Jesus this week. Rejoice in a Savior who loves us and who loves this world in which we live. Be blessed. Go be the church. And we'll see you next Sunday. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.